the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And hopefully you're shaking off that post-Christmas hangover, because we got action. Oh, my God. We got three games in the NFL on Saturday. Got a loaded college basketball slate as well, but we're going to stay entirely focused on the pigskin here, Lundy, and try to shake off that post-holiday haze. Is there any side or total in particular in this thrice of matchups that you got your eye on?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad, I know it's crazy for me to do anything that involves the Detroit Lions, but right now they are catching 9.5 in the matchup against the Bucs. And I just don't think that Tampa's defense has looked quite as solid over these last few weeks as one might expect. I do think that the Bucs can win the game, but something tells me Detroit keeps this one close and manages to cover that 9.5. To me, that's too many points on Saturday.
Yeah, you know what? Also, is too many points as well. In the second matchup, I'm taking the Niners. Likely to get George Kittle back. Yeah, it's C.J. Beathard. No, it's Beathard. We know that. former Iowa fame. Now the elevated backup because Nick Mullins is out of action. Still no Jimmy Garoppolo. But 5 points is too much. And the public, 79% of the public spread tickets right now on the Arizona Cardinals. And in a division rivalry, I think Arizona wins by a field goal. And San Francisco scores the cover on that +5. And look, if you want to get on any of the NFL action or the basketball season, it's here. You need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook and download the app, because you don't want to miss this special offer. To celebrate the return of hoops, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right. All you got to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week. And if your team wins, you cash a crisp $100 bill, y'all. We're all excited for the return of basketball, but let's not forget, too, the football players are right around the corner. So head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check out all the daily odds boosts. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code FTN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any featured matchup this week for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to this special Saturday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's start things off. Props, props, and more props. God, we love him. We love him so much, Lundy. Jeff Wilson Jr., 8.5 receiving yards, and I'm pounding sledgehammer style on the over here, Lundy. Look, there's no Raheem Mostert. He is on injured reserve dealing with a high ankle sprain. So, yeah, Jarrett McKinnon's going to be worked in. It's Kyle Shanahan, and he's got his shenanigans and his RBBC ways. But Wilson's going to be the primary running back in this game, and Mostert did account for 11.5 routes run per contest. I think Wilson's going to take on some of that. He's been over this number working in a secondary role in two of the last three games. And you look at the opponent, Arizona's given up 3.9 receptions per game, 35.4 receiving yards per game. 18 running backs have hauled in at least enough yardage, 9 or more, to hit the over here. I like Wilson getting that 3-plus yak per attempt on the season as well. And burn his time! +115 for an anytime touchdown. He's going to be the primary goal line back. Even if Mostert were healthy, he was still going to be the primary goal line back. So you pulled all together. I love the over in the 8.5 receiving yards, and I'm definitely sledgehammering to the anytime TD prop at +115. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one, Brad. You mentioned the fact that he's done it 2 out of the last 3 games. The other thing I like about it, you look back at the game 2 weeks ago against Washington, he did it with one catch. You go back to the beginning of October against the Eagles, he also did it on one catch. So it doesn't take a whole lot of targets for him to make it happen, and I think that is a way too low number. I would definitely be sledgehammering this one because I think he gets up over it. And again, as I just said, he basically needs one catch to make it happen. He's going to do it. Let's follow. Love the bonus time, by the way. Good call.
Yeah, let's pay plan for some gold and try to get rich in this new year with Jeff Wilson Jr.
Number four.
All right, let's talk Tampa and Detroit. Let's focus on DeAndre Swift, the former Georgia Bulldog. Will he earn his snossages in this game on the ground at a 44.5 rush yards prop? I say no. I'm going to take the under against this Spanish Armada defense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Impenetrable are the Bucs up front, giving up just 3.12 yards per carry, 97.6 total yards per game in the running back position, specifically 56 rush yards per game. Only three running backs have gone over this total. That's it. In 14 games a season, you might have heard of a couple of them. Dalvin Cook, well, yeah, he's really good at breaking tackles. Not so much DeAndre Swift. Christian McCaffrey, same story there. And Latavius Murray, and that was way back, I believe, in like week one. So it's been a while since somebody has been able to achieve the over and just hitting 45 rush yards against this formidable front. Now, Swift has gone over this number in three of his last four. He is the primary running back, though you're going to get Adrian Peterson, Kerryon Johnson mixed in. But given just how impregnable this Buccaneers defensive line is, I don't see him getting to 45. He may not even get to 40, Lundy. So at a minus 112 juice, I think this is easy money. So DeAndre Swift, fade or follow my under selection on 44.5 rush yards.
Yeah, you said he may not hit 40, Brad. He may not get to 35. I think he's just going to run into a stone wall there up front. And look, I know old man Peterson is still there, Kerryon Johnson, but that's still something to be concerned about because they are going to take away a handful of carries from him, which is going to make it even harder for him to get to that over total. So obviously they'll utilize him out of the backfield. He'll catch the ball there. But this being the rush total that we're looking at, no. This is an easy under. I'll follow.
Yeah, definitely an upstream battle for DeAndre Swift.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. You have no idea what that is? Go there right now. It's a DFS game unlike any others. It's more or less over or under on all your favorite player props. You can put them together, string them in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the over the under, receiving yards, fantasy points, receptions, whatever is your pleasure, the more greenbacks you stuff into your pocket this holiday season. And let's focus on the nightcap of the three-pack of games in the NFL on Saturday. Miami going against the Las Vegas Raiders and Josh Jacobs sitting at 72.5 rush yards. I'm taking the over on this one. A player has gone over this total six times this season. Now, you look at Miami. They've given up 92.4 rush yards per game, 4.39 yards per carry. Six rushers have also gone over this proposed total. You know, they're not fearsome barracudas or sharks in the waters there along South Beach. I think they're friendly fish, more like guppies or goldfish. And I think in the end, Josh Jacobs is going to find his way to penetrate and break through in some second-level runs and score the over. One other thing, too, to watch out for. I haven't seen this yet, but any receiving yards props for Josh Jacobs, I like that as a pairing. He's caught at least three balls in three of his last four. And another bonus time! Anytime TD at DraftKings Sportsbook is minus 106. So I think Josh Jacobs on the over 72.5 at MKF, check. Whatever the receiving yards prop is, I'll take the over on that, check. And then at any time, touchdown at DK at minus 106, check. Hit the trifecta with Josh Jacobs, fade or follow.
I'll tell you what, Brad, I'm going to follow, but I'm a little more nervous about those rushing yards than you are. This feels like a game where he's going to hover right there around 70, and we may need something in the fourth quarter to be able to get up and over that number. Love the receiving, love the idea of an anytime touchdown with such a low juice at a minus 106, but I think that yardage total might be a little tougher than you think. I think he's going to hover right there, and let's hope that he pushes it over the top, especially for those of you that invested in him in fantasy as you do your championship weekend.
Yeah, leave me in the black, Josh Jacobs.
Number two.
All right, let's work in a little action here on Leonard Fournette. Going back to that Tampa Bay and Detroit game, here is a line on the elevated backup with Ronald Jones still on the COVID list, still dealing with that busted pinky, unavailable for this game. Yeah, gonna get some LeSean McCoy, but 60.5 rush yards, and I love the over on this one. The Detroit Lions, they're like constructed of marshmallows. You know, they're very spongy, very easy to pierce there in the trenches, giving up 4.66 yards per carry, 25 total touchdowns they've allowed to the running back position. And that's why the anytime TD prop is in the minus like 140, 150 range that I've seen on Fournette, understandably so. But this line hasn't gotten juiced up yet. 14 guys have gone over it against this unit this season. The Lions giving up specifically 116.8 rush yards per game. Fournette last week against a stingier front of the Atlanta Falcons, 14 carries, 49 yards with a pair of touchdowns. Like I said, this will be an easier row to hoe, no doubt about it. An appreciable 2.81 yak per attempt, though he's only been over this proposed total once this season. But ball the belly 15 times, which I think he'll get, should get him in that 65 to 70 yards range on the ground in the end. And that's why, again, I like the over. Fournette, 60.5 rush yards. Fade or follow.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Jelly the month.
Exactly. I'll take this one as well, Brad, but I think it's going to be about the volume. If he gets the handoffs, and I think the magic number is 15, if he can get 15 carries, he's going to hit this number. I'm a little bit concerned that Tampa may try to get too smart, try to outwit themselves. We've certainly seen that happen sometimes, but if they're smart, just hand him the damn ball, because you can run right through that paper-thin line of Detroit, and he can get up into the upper 60s. But got to get those 15 carries. Don't try to get cute with the game script here, guys. All right. It's nice and easy. It's Detroit. Make it happen. Hand the ball off and let's take an over with Fournette.
Yar me hearties. Love me some Fournette.
Number one.
All right. Let's work in a little Brandon Ayuk action here. 5.5 receptions is a line, and this is going to get juiced up in a hurry. So you might want to jump on it if you're consuming this podcast, not right before kickoff. Hopefully you've already scored the value on it, but I am over. Way over on the 5.5 receptions. He's doing this consistently. Hell, he's hit at least 7 receptions in 4 of his last 5 games. You look at the Arizona Cardinals, a 6.9 YPA allowed, 15th most fantasy points. So right down the middle in terms of what they have surrendered this season. Probably going to get a lot of Patrick Peterson, but he's given up a 67.2 catch rate to his assignments. And heck, 11 wideouts have caught at least 7 passes against this Cardinals secondary this season. Yeah, George Kittle may be back in the mix. Yeah, you have C.J. Beathard now at the controls for this offense, but really it's a parallel move going from Nick Mullins to Beathard. So Ayuk, I think it's going to be, you know, front and center. You know, there's nothing I love more, Lundy, than that little jet sweep action when the quarterback is in shotgun and he just barely tosses it like 6 inches in front of him. And because that is 6 inches in front of him, it counts as a forward pass, thus a reception. Ayuk's good for like 2 to 3 of those a game alone. So he is going to smash the over here on 5.5 receptions. I think you're going to follow me, and I think you got some bonus time as well, don't you?
Always with the bonus time. Brad, you know what's lovely about the number 52? No, it's not the deck of cards that you're playing some late night drunken Christmas poker with the rest of your family. No, that is how many targets he has in the last 5 games. 52 targets is what he's got in the last 5. And that's 52 of a season total of 94. So guess what, folks? That's a trend. Follow it. Follow it. Follow it. And as Brad said, jump on it before it can get juiced up. Absolutely. He's going to continue to be targeted. It is a lateral move going to Beathard. We know that. And how about the bonus time? Plus 165 anytime touchdown at DraftKings Sportsbook. That is a tremendous value, in my opinion. I think he is at least 50-50, if not better, to wind up splashing 6. So when I can see odds like that on an anytime touchdown, I'm jumping on that as well. So yes, receptions I will follow. And if you're looking for a little bonus action with that plus number, give me plus 165 on Brandon Ayuk to splash 6.
Already got it locked in, baby. That one into Jeff Wilson at plus 150. 15. Those are the only 2 touchdowns I need. So just make that happen, San Francisco, and we will count those $100 bills. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can check me out at Noisy Huevos and also log on to FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription choice today. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Be generous this holiday season. And until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.